It is 12:34 in Beaver Dam. You are listening to Community Comment. Here's our host, Kevin Haugen.
Good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. Welcome into today's program with us this afternoon on Community Comment. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio here this afternoon, Washington County Executive Josh Showman. Josh, thank you so much. This is now your second time in, but first time with me. But thank you for coming back in and joining us here on Community Comment today.
Well, thanks for having me back, and good to be with you this time.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, if anyone in Dodge County or Washington County is listening or watching, of course, on our YouTube page, Daily Dodge TV. You can reach the program at 885-4446. You can call in or you can text the show at 887-9595. Again, to call in, 885-4446, or you can text 887-9595 to get on the show this afternoon to ask a question again of our guest, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, here on Community Comment this afternoon. Now, Josh, I mentioned that this is obviously second time here on the program. You came in a couple of months ago. I want to say it was sometime shortly after the fall vote in November. I was out of the office, so I was not able to host. I believe Kale, I want to say, stood in for me that day and hosted that program. But one thing I like to do with a lot of our guests that come in, I know I keep saying this is, I usually say this is their first time in, but for you again, this is not your first time in. This is your second time on the show. So excuse me for keep repeating that. But one thing I like to do is kind of dive into a little bit of the background of the guests that we have on our show here today. And I'm just kind of talk about where you are, how you got to where you are today, and just kind of your experiences and your job opportunities that led you to Washington County Executive. So Josh, I hand the mic over to you and just sort of introduce again yourself. You've had the opportunity before, but just sort of dive into your work experiences and how you wound up as executive there in Washington County.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. It's great to be here, and it is truly my privilege to serve as the Washington County Executive. I've been in this role now coming up on 5 years this April. I never really envisioned myself being a county executive, so to speak. After I was in Iraq in 2003, I dedicated my life to the service and sacrifice of the guys who didn't make it back.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much. And to my Lord Jesus Christ. And that to me meant public service, specifically working in public administration. And so prior to being county executive, I was the Washington County Administrator. So not too different from Cameron Clapper here in Dodge County or Ben Waymeyer, who just moved on in Jefferson County, but the hired gun of the county board. And so I was in that role for almost 6 years with Washington County. Prior to that, I was the village administrator in Richfield, Wisconsin. So we were talking off air. We have some commonalities there. But I was there for about 4 years as the village administrator. And then prior to that, I was in Green Lake County, so not too far from here in Beaver Dam. But I was the Princeton City Administrator for almost 5 years. So public administration was kind of my background. And about five and a half years ago now, the county board made the decision to switch from county administrator to county executive, and one thing led to another, and that's what's got us sitting here today.
Fantastic. Now, I do have a couple of follow-up questions, just going back to your experiences on a local level and a county level and just how those two differentiate, but maybe this is a good opportunity to pause for a moment and focus in on the differences between an administrator and an executive form of government at the county level. You mentioned in Dodge County here, we have a county administrator who's Cameron Clapper. As you mentioned, in Washington County, it had been that set up for a good amount of time, especially in your time there in Washington County. And then about 5 years ago, voted and switched it to an executive. But again, I turn the mic over to you, Josh. Just kind of, can you explain the differences in the form and functionality of those two positions?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's an important thing to know is in Wisconsin, there's three different types of administrative form of county government. One is what's called an administrative coordinator. It's kind of like an administrative secretary for all functions county. They're a cat herder. They have all of the responsibility of the county, but no authority to do anything. So it's kind of a mess. but that is one form. The county board is very, very involved in that form of government. The second is county administrator. The county administrator reports directly to the county board. So it has more of a chief administrative officer type of a model. They have authority, they have responsibility, but ultimately their responsibility is back to the county board. So they have to answer to the county board for every decision that they make. Then, of course, there's county executive, and that is elected by the people of the county. It's the most traditional Americana form of county government, and yet in Wisconsin, there's only 12 county executives.
Yeah.
The rest are one of the other two forms. So I hold the distinct privilege of being the only person in Wisconsin history to have served in all three of those capacities in one county, or I don't know if privilege is the right word, but anyway, I'm the only one who's ever done it. They have their own advantages and weaknesses. What I like about the county executive form of government, now having done it for 5 years, is I think it's the truest form of representation back to the people. But where you can have some real strong administrative roles and responsibilities if you set it up correctly. So I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way necessarily, but I do think no matter what form of government you have to really lean into the representation directly to the people and being responsive to the people. And I feel like we've really gotten good at that in Washington County.
Yeah, and again, our guest here on Community Comment today, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. You had mentioned just going through your timeline to where you are currently in your position as that executive role in Washington County, serving on a local municipal level in the village of Richfield and working your way up. And before I move on to talk about some other topics, Josh, just what have you learned through those opportunities and experiences in terms of serving, you know, communities like that, you know, from a smaller scale, you know, at a local level like that to a bigger county and having more responsibilities on your plate? Just what are some of the things you took away and things that are important to keep in mind out there for maybe people who are maybe interested in following your path as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would go all the way back to my service in the military because it grounds me in so much of what I do, and it put me on a path to get to where I am. I was a Humvee mechanic in the Army National Guard in Iraq in 2003, you know, very much boots on the ground, you know, turning bolts quite literally. And that has really informed who I am today too. So I always try to break it down to the simplest mechanisms or mechanics, and it really starts with the people, focusing on what do people actually need. I tell my team all the time when we're having really complicated discussions about public policy, how does this impact people on a day-to-day? You know, whether it's you're replacing a culvert or you're instituting a new mental health program, I want to know the impact on people. I'm not so much concerned about, you know, the institution or the bureaucracy, but really being focused on people in Washington County and how the services we provide and the decisions that we make will impact them each and every day. I think if government can get better and more focused at doing that, it's going to become better outcomes for the people that we serve. And that's what it's all about.
I'm sure transparency is such a big component of that as well. You know, doing shows like this, they're just, you know, getting out and, you know, sharing things online and talking with the community. I'm sure that's also a big part of the job and making sure people are aware of what's happening and, you know, that their, you know, tax dollars are going towards good projects and good initiatives. And I'm sure that's an important thing to you as well in the role as a county executive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I would say it's also probably one of the bigger differentiators between being an elected county executive and being a county administrator. That's not to say that when I was county administrator, or we weren't transparent or that, you know, we weren't engaged in these kind of conversations, but it was always kind of secondary or tertiary. You know, as county administrator, your job is to administer the government. It's not necessarily to be directly reporting or serving people. It's to serve the county board. Many times they want you to do those things, but it's not your primary. As county executive, you report directly to the people of the county. And so it takes on, it seems like a small difference, but I can tell you as an elected county executive, it makes all the difference in the world. I think a lot less now about what does the county board really need or want, and I think a lot more about what do the 137,000 people that live in Washington County want? And that small change in the lens that you you look through makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, maybe one additional follow-up question before we move on. Is it a two-year term for you? What's the
good question? Yeah, it's a four-year term. So I just got reelected last April.
Okay.
So 3 years and a couple more months until next reelection. But who's counting?
Apparently not you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want to thank our guest here, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, for joining the show today. Again, if you have a question, you can call in 885-4446 if you have a question today for our guest here on Community Comment. One of the main topics here we wanted to highlight here on our show with our guest this afternoon is really an initiative, Josh, that goes all the way back to your county administrator days. You know, you mentioned 10 or so years ago.
Yeah.
I know really a buzzword that a lot of people nowadays are following along in the news and with the current administration in the White House right now is DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, and trying to streamline things that are done at the federal level. But it's been brought to my attention that really that was an initiative of Washington County for a long time ago, and it has really paid big dividends in what you guys have been able to do since then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I like to say we were DOGE before DOGE was cool. But for us, we called it priority-based budgeting. And it was really about taking a look at, you know, in the next 10 or 15 years, what does government funding look like and how do we sustain what we have and continue to thrive as a county? And it became pretty apparent pretty fast that there was going to be these fiscal cliffs in 10 years or so, which we happen to be right about that 10-year mark now, that if we didn't start to change the way we were thinking and just continue to do the same old, it was going to create some real challenges for our budgets moving forward. You're seeing that in other counties. You're starting to hear about it from other municipalities, this real need for new revenue sources and things like that. And in Washington County, we tried to address it 10 years ago by saying, you know, what are those things that are our highest priorities? So we went through an entire process. We inventoried every type of program that the county delivers, not just department by department, but even at a lower, more granular level than that, and then tried to actually put some priorities in place and say, these are the things that we want to be really, really good at. So for those of you who have read Jim Collins' books, Good to Great, for example, he talks about this hedgehog theory where you get small and very, very good at just a couple of things. And that's what we try to do with county government. Now, government, is different than the private sector. Yeah. So, you know, there's some adaptations that have to come along with that. But really, for us, we really tried to focus on, you know, public safety. We call it a safe and secure community. Mental health services, we call it access to basic needs. Effective mobility and reliable infrastructure. Well-governed and administered county and economic growth and vitality. And just be good at those five things. And if we could be really good at those five, everything else will flow from that. And that's exactly what's happened. What you look at now, 10 years later, is we've reduced the footprint of county government. It's gotten much smaller in terms of the number of employees, in terms of the number of acres we own, the number of buildings we have, any number of metrics. We've reduced size, but we've gotten much bigger investments in the things that are left. So our sheriff's department, for example, the investment there has grown pretty significantly. Some of our mental health services, it's grown significantly. Our economic growth initiatives have grown significantly. So we've, I think, gotten better and better at those few functions. And I always used to say government gets big and stretched out and kind of starts to suck at everything. And now we're focused and good at just a few things. And I think that's going to pay dividends for the long term here in Washington County.
Yeah, and back, and this may be testing your memory, but just back when this whole process started, how long did it take to really sort of hone in on your vision and try to get things on that path to where you can look back and say, yeah, we really kind of figured this out? What was that? Go back. Obviously, when you're through it, it's a different experience than when you're able to look back in hindsight and see how things have transpired since then. But maybe just put yourself back in your shoes of, you know, 10, 11 years ago, and just what was that process like to get to that point?
Yeah, it was a process. It really was. And, you know, people at that time, 10 years ago, I think were, you know, calling us a little crazy. You're crying wolf. They're, you know, 10 years from now, it's not going to be that difficult. Well, you don't have to look far to find a county that's really struggling right now. Because they didn't make some of those tough decisions. But so looking back at that 10 years ago, you know, that was the hard work. And, you know, I look at what's going on in the federal government now and the crying and whining and gnashing of teeth that they're going through. That's what we went through 10 years ago, making really tough decisions about, you know, taking our park system off of county tax levy. We don't tax for our parks anymore. We created a park fee. If you want to use the parks, there's a fee with that. People get all worked up about it, but the reality is if you want to go to a national park, you need to pay a fee. If you want to go to a state park, you have to pay a fee. Now in Washington County, that's the same for county parks. So there's all kinds of little examples like that. But I think there was a lot of challenging conversations. Why do we do it this way other than we've always done it this way? That were very difficult to have to work through. But not being afraid of those difficult conversations, I think, is what helped us get to where we are today.
Yeah, and you know, now as we sit, as Washington County sits here today, you know, is this a fluid, you know, obviously I don't think there's like a specific document that's maybe there is that's created that highlights these specific priorities that Washington County focuses on. Is this a kind of a fluid idea that, you know, obviously priorities change over the years, that, you know, what was a priority 10 years ago that you guys want to focus on, you know, maybe obviously now have gotten to a better spot and maybe isn't something that's as relevant or important for a Washington County to focus on, and maybe it's shifting those priorities to roads or some other priority. Is that how you kind of look at continuing this initiative along? So those the thoughts that were created 10 years ago to try to streamline things and make things more efficient don't get lost over the decades as you guys move along.
Yeah, so there absolutely is documents. Okay. All over. If you actually go and look at the county website and specifically the county executive portion of our website, you're going to find this stuff plastered everywhere. Our budget director's website, you'll see it there too, and probably a number of places throughout the county website. But long story short, those priorities definitely change over time when you're thinking long horizons, 100 years, 50 years, generations, priorities change. But in a relatively small window, 10 years isn't terribly long time, considering we're talking about a county that's been around for a century and a half. In that amount of time, really not much has changed. We try to use those priorities to kind of hold us to some kind of accountability to what we think it is that the people of Washington County have asked us to do. And so in the 10 years that I've been with the county, we've really stayed tried and true to those priorities. You know, there's a larger mission statement that drives what Washington County in general does. We create an environment for residents and businesses to enjoy authentic quality of life. And I think it's important to note that what we're saying there is Washington County doesn't create quality of life. Washington County creates the environment for people to achieve quality of life. So that's an important difference. I think a lot of times government nowadays gets hung up on they've got to be the ones that give people something, or, you know, they give you the blessings of life. No, we create the space for it to happen. And then it's up to you to secure, to achieve life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So I think that's an important and material difference. It is really what drives what we do each and every day in Washington County. Someday will those priorities flex and change? Probably, as generations change, as the economy changes drastically. But today and for the last decade, we've tried to stay true to those priorities.
And maybe one additional follow-up question about this project. Is this tap into like a comprehensive plan? I know Dodge County currently is going through their comprehensive plan and looking at the next 20, 25 years and trying to visualize what priorities are important to Dodge County and getting public input and stuff like that. Is that a separate initiative that Washington County does where they will go through and look at certain ways that they can improve spending their tax dollars or projects that are important to citizens there? Are these kind of one and the same, or are those two different things?
They all work together. Yeah. So comprehensive planning is really more along the lines of kind of thinking about what growth in your community is going to look like, right? So they are definitely tied together. Priority-based budgeting in particular is more about county budgets and county administration. They go together because as your county grows, there's more resources, there's more needs. That's when priorities start to change. So again, it's more of a generational kind of a view, but they feed one another. So for us, economic growth and vitality probably more closely links to comprehensive planning. But it's more cyclical kind of a conversation and longer term looking. So they definitely inform each other, but they are separate from each other too.
We're with the Washington County Executive Josh Shulman here on Community Comments. Just a couple of minutes left. I felt like I really dove into that one topic. Yeah, next thing you know, you got 5 minutes left here on the show. But we also want to spend a few moments, and this was a topic that came up last time you were on, obviously just a couple of weeks after the fall vote, and that's election integrity. And if my memory serves me correct, I know, excuse me, Washington County, there was an effort to sort of get the public trust back in the election process and show that this is a patriotic way to cast votes, that you can trust the process. But just what are some of those initiatives now as you look forward to the spring election that is important to Washington County and voters there?
So probably the biggest initiative in our election integrity package was adding additional in-person absentee hours in November. There was a big push to have more opportunity to vote in person. There's a big push to have more absentee voting just in general. And in Washington County, every municipality in the county had some sort of extended hours where people could come and vote in those 2 weeks leading up to Election Day. So it was a huge success. We had about 3,000 to 3,500 extra voters that leveraged that opportunity. We thought that was fantastic. Yeah. Every municipality participated. Overall, we were very pleased with it. In addition to that, we also did some auditing. A couple of municipalities on election night actually hand counted their results to verify that they matched the machines. There was a lot of concern about differences between the machines and a hand count. The county then did the whole entire county. So those things in particular, we funded every dollar of those expenses, and actually at the municipal level we covered 150% of the cost of that in-person absentee voting that was above and beyond normal. So that ended up, we budgeted about $150,000 to do that. We only spent just a little more than half of that, about $80,000, which leaves a balance of roughly $70,000. And so we're actually going to go to our county board this month and inform them that we plan to extend this into April. We've got a major Supreme Court race. We've got obviously the DPI secretary race on the ballot, and then of course a very important constitutional amendment for voter ID. So we're going to try to work with our municipal partners and increase that in-person absentee opportunity for them as well. And we expect it's going to have good results again.
Great. And you mentioned maybe one follow-up question here that all municipalities really bought in and participated. Just how important is that from what you're trying to do and what the county's trying to do, that you could have that buy-in and that cooperation, that everybody was like, yeah, this is important, we want to do this, and you saw the results in the fall with the amount of voter turnout that you guys had.
Yeah, it's critical. Our municipal clerks do an outstanding job, and all those poll workers who are they're not quite volunteers, but they're close. They're making next to nothing to be doing that work and working long hours. So they are greatly appreciated, and they do a fantastic job. But to have them as partners in the process is essential. In Wisconsin, there's over 1,800 municipalities, and they all run independent individual election processes. We count on them to be able to do that. And that creates safety in the system because it's so disparate across the entire state. But then to be able to provide additional opportunities. I think it was always a real problem that you go to a place like the city of Madison or the city of Milwaukee and they have all of these extended hours for days on end. And then you go to some of the more rural areas here in Dodge County and in the northern part of Washington County where there were no opportunities at all. Either you do it by mail or you go on election day. So to be able to kind of provide something in between, where at least we're starting to match what some of the bigger cities do, issue. I think that's an important thing. Whether you live in the town of Wayne or here in Beaver Dam or Milwaukee, you should have somewhat equal access to being able to vote. And we're trying to get closer and closer to that. And the municipalities are huge partners in making that happen.
Well, with that, I want to thank our guest here on Community Comment this afternoon, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Josh, thank you again so much for coming on our program this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and welcome from your neighbors in the east here.
Looking forward to having Josh back on in the future. Hopefully, we'll come back on and talk more about happenings in Washington County. But again, I want to thank our listeners and viewers for tuning in. This has been Community Comment.
I did it. I set my goal and achieved my New Year's resolution. My house looks amazing with all the upgrades I wanted. Beautiful countertops, cabinets, flooring, and more. All thanks to Randy and the team at Professional Floor Covering.
I'm glad you didn't procrastinate on your New Year's resolution and gave us a call at Professional Floor Covering. Why put off what can be done now, right? All this stuff is what we do best. Professional Floor Covering is your store for floors and so much more.
I know. I'm so happy with how it turned out. You really helped make it all possible. How did you make it all come together so quickly?
Whether it's cabinets, countertops, flooring, or brand new shower, we can make it happen flawlessly. Our team of experts will help you choose the perfect styles and materials to give your home the upgrade it deserves.
New year, new look, and I did it. Thanks to Professional Floor Covering, I'm enjoying the home of my dreams.
Come see us at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam and start your own transformation online at proflr.com.
Hit the jackpot with the WBEV Poker Run. WBEV and Dreamcatcher Destinations are teaming up to give one lucky fan a three-night stay for two adults at the Paris Las Vegas Hotel. Join us at all eight Poker Run stops to build your best five-card poker hand. Then stop in at our final party on April 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Rock River Tap in Horicon, where the winner earns the trip and other perks such as airfare being included and transportation to and from the hotel. Participants must be 21 or older. Listeners are eligible to win a prize once every 30 days, only one winner per household. Find complete rules and restrictions on the contest page at DailyDodge.com. Our first Poker Run stop is at Zig's Lakeside Pub on County Road G, February 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. The next stop will be at Quality Cellular on February 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. Find a complete schedule on the contest page at DailyDodge.com. From the